Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Stuart.
A lot of things going on, and yet it's very, very quiet. If you just watch news, not much other than, you know, hate Trump still. And get rid of those conservatives and those people that supported Trump. We got to cut that cancer out, and we got to kill them all. But there is other news that's going on. It's kind of interesting. Well, maybe start out with this one with Cuomo, who I believe is a full-fledged psychopath. And as I have said before, I've sincerely believed the guy's a serial killer. You don't stick sick people into nursing homes and then sit around and claim you didn't know nothing about it. Here's what he said. If you look at New York State, we have a lower percentage of deaths in nursing homes than other states. A third of all deaths in this nation are running from nursing homes. New York State, we're only about 28% only. But we're below the national average in number of deaths in nursing homes. But who cares? 33%, 29% died in the hospital, died in a nursing home. They died. But who cares? This is the mental insanity of a psychopath. No conscience, whatever. Who cares? We don't care if these people died. They're dead. Reminds me of Hillary Clinton. Well, what difference does it make after the Benghazi routine? This is the kind of mental state you folks out there are going to be dealing with. Only it's going to get worse. As I've said before, they have no conscience. Their conscience is totally seared. Totally seared, just like the Bible says it is. They don't have compassion. They don't have mercy except for their own. You may remember that Cuomo went and got his mother out of a nursing home because they knew perfectly well what they were doing. And we've got more evidence of this as more and more articles come out. They hid a lot of the nursing home deaths because this was a killing operation. This was culling of humanity. You start with the elderly, and you may remember that nobody got a chance to do an autopsy. Nobody got a chance to see their loved ones. Well, maybe one of the reasons that became true was so that they could examine how well this COVID-19 was working and what it was doing. And how this bioweapon was actually, and I may believe now they're probably doing the same thing with the vaccine. You have to remember that psychopaths, and Satan is a psychopath, and he is the ancient evil that the Bible talks about. We can't even begin to plumb the depths of that evil. Larry was shown ancient evil. Maybe refresh our minds on that, Larry, if you would.
Yeah, I was taken in the spirit and shown ancient evil, and it was in encased in a restraining cage, if you will. That's the best I can describe it, but it was actually beautiful. I mean, it wasn't an ugly entity. It was a very, very beautiful color and really powerful. However, I also knew at the same time that that ancient evil could literally take the breath away from every human being on the planet. instantly. So it was something that really dreaded, but at the same time, in appearance, it appeared to be beautiful.
Yeah, well, they say the serpent in the garden was a very beautiful, iridescent creature. And, of course, the only restraint is God himself is restraining all this. Otherwise, all of humanity would be dead now, and he'd have his planet back. So this is kind of interesting. Here's another one, Larry. I need your opinion on this one. This is horrible. Pro-Trump attorney Lynn Wood could lose his license as Georgia bar asks for mental health evaluation. Georgia State Bar is moving forward with proceedings against attorney L. Lynn Wood that could result in him losing his legal license due to mental illness or cognitive impairment, as the far-right lawyer faces consequences for pushing conspiracy theories and alleging election fraud. I hope lawyers are listening to this. If you're next. So what do you think that's actually telling everybody? It sounds to me like what they're trying to do is lay the groundwork so that nobody can sue for election fraud and nobody can sue for alleged conspiracy theories, even if they're based on solid factual evidence. What's your take on this thing? I mean, that's really horrendous when you stop and think about it.
Well, that's the same thing's happening to Sidney Powell. They're going after her, too. They're determined that there's going to be no resistance at all. They're not going to allow it. And what's interesting, we're into 5 years now that there has been no one on the left held accountable or responsible for any violation of law or anything that they have done unconstitutionally. 5 years now, and there's nothing being done. And so do I expect anything better in the future? Well, of course not.
Yeah, they're really going to. If they can shut down lawyers just on the basis of what he has said, even outside the courtroom, we got a big problem. And I hope attorneys are listening. And I hope you brace yourself. Because if he loses his license, now he said he's going to fight this, and the only reason they would be bringing this up is you got a lot of deep state attorneys and judges who have infiltrated our legal system, and they are hardcore communists, and they are the ones who are going to try through legal means as well to stop any lawsuits that question what's going on. Biden is up to what now, 40 or 42 executive orders? I don't know. But here's another headline, Larry. Red flag laws. Remember the red flag laws, everybody? Remember those? Got a mental problem? Well, you can't have a firearm, right? Okay, red flag laws and COVID-19. COVID linked to mental illness, brain disorders. According to an Oxford analyst, one-third of the people who have had COVID-19 suffer some type of neurological or psychiatric disorder within 6 months of testing positive for the virus, with 1 in 8 receiving their first such diagnosis over the same period, according to a new analysis. Isn't that interesting? So pretty soon, it'll be everybody who has tested positive for COVID-19 probably is going to have a mental illness, which triggers the red flag laws, which triggers gun confiscation. They are coming at this from every direction. They're evil, psychotic, perverted, insane minds can come up with. It is just amazing to me that the American people are sitting back and allowing this to happen without really, so far, so much as a whimper. Anyway, so
Here's that. It says 20% of those with COVID-19 are diagnosed with psychiatric disorders within 3 months of testing positive. What do you think, Larry? Better not get a test. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's where we are. They're on a roll, and they're going to use every evil means they can come up with to roll right over the American people. And, well, they're doing it.
Yeah, and they're speeding it up, evidently. It's just amazing. Here's another headline, and I know you have talked about it. FedEx shipping giant numbers of body bags to destinations unknown, probably going all over the United States. What's your take on why they would be doing that? I have my own theories.
Well, I don't really have a clue because I don't have an inside source telling me anything, but I would just have to say that we've heard rumors of this before, and it's very interesting to note that they're giving millions and millions of shots of these vaccines, which have been proven to be a genetic experiment,
yep.
And it's one that we've been warned about that it's irreparable. If you get it injected into you, there you are. You can't say King's X or I back out or anything. I mean, it's a done deal. So the question is, because so many have already died and they're keeping that low, are people going to begin to die all over the country that's been taking these a little while after they've received it? Or is there really going to be self-generated another wave of this stuff that's going to take out a lot of people?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about, because some of the expert doctors are saying that what this does is set you up. Now, I'm not talking about the nanobot or the murder, Merdina vaccine, where they say it's an operating system, and then they can put in, it's kind of like a Windows, and then you can put in whatever program. Once your Windows operating system is up and running, then you put in whatever program you want. And this is actually what their website claims, and that they can put in anything they want after they've got the operating system within. But what it does, evidently, initially, it sets up the body so when it's a second wave does come, it'll kill you. And they're already making rumbles about the variants on this. So probably that's what's going to be. And the CDC has a vast, massive list of vaccination stuff, genocide deaths. They have all you got to do is go on the CDC website and look at it. Okay, shifting gears. Larry and I have been talking about the possibility of an arrival now for some time, and it appears to be getting closer and closer. And more news is starting to come out about this, and it's got to be getting close because they're really starting to release information. Here's one: alien radio signal from Proxima Centauri. And listen to how they word it. It's some sort of technological signal. Isn't that interesting? The question is whether it's Earth type of technology or technology from someone out yonder. Isn't that kind of odd wording, Larry?
Well, I think that they're trying to make the presumption through using the word technological that it's not a natural occurrence, a cosmic natural occurrence, or it's not a signal that's generated, but it's rather an artificial signal that's using some type of technology to operate. Yeah, and it says here the radio astronomers admit they don't have any explanation for the beam of radio waves that apparently came from the direction of the star Proxima Centauri. Kind of interesting. Another headline. The Pentagon played a huge role in the release of unclassified documents. Now, they're already laying the groundwork. Oh, we're receiving signals, acclimating people to the fact that we're not alone, and the universe is so big, Earthlings who believe they're it would be have such an arrogant complex. When the arrival takes place, it'll shock them, and they'll mostly die from the shock, because it's extremely arrogant, the scientists say, to believe we are the only life in the universe. And yet, while they make all these pronouncements about it, have they ever found any life anywhere else? Answer is no, they haven't. For all these years, they've been searching. Anyway, it says here, if 2019 was a big UFO, big year for UFO coverage, 2020 may have been the best year ever. No one can say for certain whether life exists outside of this planet, but the public's interest levels in the subject have likely never been higher. The U.S. Navy said the release of certain classified briefings and classified videos about UFO incidents held by the Department of Defense would cause exceptionally grave damage to the national security. So they've got stuff hidden all over the place. Another article, military.com, why UFO sightings are up in 2020. There have been a significant increase in sightings of UFOs in 2020, and they say both here in Minnesota and across the nation, according to a group who tracks such events. Now, why would military.com be posting this? What do you think's going on, Larry? I got a feeling the acclimation project is ramping up because they know that an arrival, fake or otherwise, Project Bluebeam, and what was her name? Can't think of it right now. She worked for Von Braun, Carol Rosen, where he said, yeah, the final ace that they're going to play, the industrial military complex is going to play, is going to be the alien card. So this all seems to be coming together at the same time America's losing all of its freedoms and the whole world is clamped down to the CV situation. What do you think?
Well, there may be different reasons, or should I say multiple reasons, that the world population are clamped down right now. One of them is, you know, we're, apparently we really are receiving what they call soft disclosure. That's what I've been hearing, is that it's soft disclosure. And at the same time, I was on a show with Augusto today, and he was talking about getting information that possibly in March or a little later, the destroyer was going to become hard to for them to actually cloak or keep from our vision. So a number of things operating out there.
Yeah, yeah. And humanity appears to be, what should I say, being hyped up on all fronts. Here's another article. Alien invasion, latest 2020 threat as UFO sightings shoot up. Now, this was shoot up in New York State. There have been already been made many more reports of UFOs than there were ever in 2019. Now, this kind of centers around New York, but New York State, I should say, not New York City. But, yeah, it's going up all the time, it seems. What else you got, Larry? What you got to you want to talk about?
Well, there are, you know, a number of reports that seem to be almost daily now across the country of these either the tall white beings or sightings of Bigfoots or sightings of these pale crawly creatures and these coyotes that are in the road that are walking on two legs. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on across the country.
Yeah, Wisconsin's noted for that. In fact, there's a lady that's written 3 or 4 books on the sightings in Wisconsin. Evidently, Wisconsin, and down there by your way, and also down there to Skinwalker Walker Ranch. I think there's a story here somewhere I've got. Maybe we can get to it. Maybe we can't. I'll have to see how much time we got. Censorship. Now, this is going worldwide, folks, not just the United States. Norway launches crackdown against anti-Semitism and conspiracy theories. Well, who decides what a conspiracy theory is? I can remember when I was reporting on the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. Well, there was no such thing as a CFR, mainstream media said. That's a conspiracy theory. Got to be wearing a tinfoil hat. No such entity even exists. Well, come to find out, it had existed for a long time, and they even came out and had to say so. Same thing with Bilderberg Group. Well, there's no such thing as a Bilderberg Group. What are you talking about? You guys, you know, you're just off the wall. What about a New World Order? There's no such thing as a New World Order. You guys are fruitcakes. You need to be put in insane asylums. Well, what about H.W. Bush, President of the United States, announcing the New World Order? How about Henry Kissinger? Is Bush and Kissinger and all these people who are talking about the New World Order, are they insane then because there is no such thing? This is what censorship does. Somebody wrote a very interesting short phrase. If they're censoring it, it's most likely the truth. What do you think, Larry, about all this that's going on? I think they're going to set this thing up so that nobody can talk about anything they don't want talked about.
Yeah, not only cannot talk about it, you can't even question it. Even if it's totally off the scale and being unconstitutional and violation of current law, you can't even mention it. The censorship has really just gone completely insane. And, you know, not only deep state behind it, but big tech, which seems to be an arm of the big state and corporations. And, you know, they're deciding that they're not going to give voice to any of the people out there that might even bring up as you mentioned earlier, conspiracy or a conspiracy theory. They're just not going to allow it.
Yeah. Well, of course, as the New World Order comes in, folks, there can be no truth because the whole New World Order is Satan's attempt to take over the planet. It's basically all it is. Satan, it's a turf war. And Satan is a liar. He doesn't even know what the truth is. He has no truth within him. So everything has to be a total lie. And what he does, he takes over the minds of the men and women like Schwab and all these other guys that are really running this thing. And I think they really believe. What do you think, Larry? I think most of them actually believe what they're saying. They're convinced that side is correct. In other words, it's sort of a holy war.
Well, we know, talking about Psalm 2, that it is a holy war.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Psalm 2 is definitely a holy war. Okay, this is one we need to talk about because this is rumors of war and war itself. There's something coming, folks. I mean, we are in the middle of a psychological warfare, a psyops operation, and deep state is the one that's trying to run it. And so far, they've been relatively successful around the people of the world. It's amazing. And we got into Revelation chapter 18 and the pharmaceutical witchcraft spell that they have cast over the world. But we do have wars and rumors of wars going on. And here's one. American missile destroyer, the USS Porter, enters Black Sea despite previous objections from Russia. The Kremlin has repeatedly called on NATO countries to cease their military activities in the Black Sea, arguing that they have destabilizing effect on the region. Moscow insists that only countries should engage in such activities in the area. Local countries should engage in it. What do you think, Larry? What's going on? Are we pushing? Is Biden pushing now for this long war that Trump did everything he could to avoid?
Well, of course he's pushing. You know, you've got the rhinos and the Democrats, and they have to have their continual wars. And so, Trump kept us out of war for over 4 years, and I suppose that was his foot in the door. But I believe now that that foot has been removed, we're facing judgment.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's just too bad. Do you know, are there any other ships involved, or is it just a few of these missile ships? Have you heard anything
really know.
From Hal? Yeah, go ahead.
No. Right now, it's almost impossible to get any real data or real information because of the censorship. And just like Hal, you know, they're busy trying to bring his site down anyway. I mean, he can barely get anything out.
Yeah. You had something from Hal Turner about some rich person buying up, or I guess you could say buying rooms in Canada. And I don't mean just a few. He spent millions, I guess, doing it. What's the story on that?
Well, it's kind of odd, kind of strange, actually. He reported today that, here's the headline, says, the rich are booking, for now, 446 rooms at the Alberta Canada Lodge for 65 days. And this is coming up. He says it begins February the 23rd. And so what he's alluding to is there appears to be rich men know something's coming, and they don't want to be here. So they're pre-planning to relocate, apparently, up into Canada for something to happen. Now, I also, at the same time, I got an email from Al Cuppett, and, Al Cuppett was with the Joint Chiefs of Staff for many years. And well knowledgeable of what's going on and has sources. And he said that some of his older sources are beginning to worry and are warning him about we're very close from what's happening and what they're seeing around Washington of a possible DB, and that don't mean double barrel either, DB, a false flag. And he said we need to be very, very cautious and aware because this could happen at any time. It looks like that apparently Biden and crew have decided that it's time to go the full deal and go after everyone. So with a good false flag, that's all they need.
Yeah, and you could do it in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cities all at once. It's got to be far bigger than 9/11, or it won't probably work. And if they have it big enough, it'll frighten the American people. I mean, they're already scared half to death. It just makes me cry when I see some of these older people, 80, 90 years old, walking on canes, breathing in, they got these big heavy masks on. And speaking about masks, now Fauci is saying, well, you got to have two. Then another doctor said, well, not really. Two is not enough. Got to have three. Now another doctor just said, no, three's not enough. Got to have four. Well, you won't even be able to breathe. If one mask is harmful, as the scientific reports claim it is, what does two do? Then what does three do? This is mass insanity. And I don't know. They're going crazy. It's going to continue until the American people simply say no. It's really very simple to stop this. You just ignore it. What are they going to do, put everybody in prison? But that's not happening. It's like this guy down there, I think he's in New Jersey, that's got this gym. But where are all the other gym operators in New Jersey? Why aren't they standing with him? Same thing is happening now in restaurants. Some of these restaurants are joining forces, and they're just saying, we're opening up. And it's amazing. What do you think is going on, Larry? Why aren't they coming together? You would think most of these people are going to be out of business if they don't stand up against this tyranny. And that's what it is. It's a tyranny. It's a medical tyranny for no reason.
Well, it's not really for no reason. It depends on who's doing it.
Well, that's
those
true.
Those that are doing it have a perfectly good reason to do it. And,
yes.
And of course, the ones doing it, really, millions of Americans voted them in to the office they're in now and gave them the power to do it to them more. And so the ones that concerns me is those that didn't vote these people in. But,
yes.
You know, they had help. We know they had help. And I'm politically incorrect for even saying that the election was a fraud. Ho, ho, ho. But but I tell you what, Stuart, I'm beginning to think they need to build a fence, not specifically along Mexico's border. They need to build it around the entire United States, because I think we are in the asylum.
Evidently. And one flew over the cuckoo's nest, and Nurse Ratchet happens to be at the present time Biden, I guess, or Harris. It's amazing. Listen to some of this stuff. Democrats introduce a bill to massively expand mail-in voting. A bill dubbed the Vote at Home Act, which seeks to massively expand vote-at-home ballot processing. This is ridiculous. But, you know, it's like Trump said, they're not after me, they're after you. And I'm in the way. Well, he's not in the way anymore, as you just said, Larry. I mean, it's just amazing. And here's another consequence. This is beginning to make total sense, folks. Another consequence of COVID, a world without cash. Amid the crisis, Americans are abandoning cash almost entirely in favor of tap-and-go transactions. Experts say that the growing trend of contactless payments is here to stay, even when the pandemic is over. Not wanting to touch anything is having a dramatic impact on consumer habits. Amid the coronavirus crisis, Americans are abandoning cash almost entirely. Well, that goes right into the Great Reset that's coming, a cryptocurrency. All going to be done on the computers or on your iPhones or whatever, your cell phones. Amazing. What do you think about that, Larry? I mean, this thing is just they're putting the noose around the American people and tightening up.
Well, if all my transactions are going to have to be done by computers or phones, I'm going to have to get better equipment, because there's so many glitches, I'll lose a lot of money somewhere.
And I think they're forgetting the God factor and possibly Ed Dames, Dr. Doom, and his kill shot, which would totally destroy their so-called grid system that they need to make all of this operate. If you don't have power, then you don't have a mark system that can work. So this is all going to get very, very interesting. Pentagon evaluating request for help in administering COVID-19 vaccines. Now, remember what Trump said. I've activated, I think he said 1 million, maybe 100,000. I can't remember the number. But it was a large number of military to administer and ship and everything else with the vaccines. And now it seems like that's exactly what's going to happen. Have you heard any more about that from anybody?
Not a word.
Well, what else you want to talk about?
Well, there was a really interesting Barry Rothman investigation the other day. He did on the – it's not Barry Rothman. This is Glazerson. Rabbi Glazerson, he did one recently. Matter of fact, this year, 2021, it says the head of it is Biden 2021 Executive Power. Now, that's ironic because, as you mentioned earlier in the show, that Biden's already done over 40 executive orders in just a few days. But here's very interesting. There's nine words or wording in the portion of the matrix he found, and here they are, and it's very interesting, the wording. Number one, Biden. Number two, 5781 or 2021. And beside it, linked to it, was Time of Troubles. And then number three, Cyrus. Number four, Messiah. Number five, Atomic. Number six, Israel. Number seven, We'll Be Saved. Number eight, the Passover. Number nine, Repentance. So he claims there's a mixture of good things and bad things that are going to occur apparently in 5781, which is 2021. So we're in a very, very interesting time frame here, Stuart. Sometimes I was thinking about that because it's a mixture. However, a lot of times in the mixture of troubles and judgments, sometimes good things happen spiritually to people.
Yes. That's actually the whole thing, I think, what the tribulation is all about, what judgment is all about. It's to shake people up. I mean, the Bible almost says totally that, awake now from your sleep, rise from the dead. So the Bible considers humanity basically totally asleep in a deep comatose psyops operation run by Satan, and Jesus came here and to try to rattle our cages, and evidently we don't like having our cages rattled too much. But this is very, very interesting. Repeat those words again, though, for us.
Okay. Number one, Biden. Number two, 5781 or 2021, Time of Troubles. Number three, Cyrus. Number four, Messiah. Number five, Atomic. Number six, Israel. Number seven, We'll Be Saved. Number eight, the Passover. Number nine, Repentance.
Uh-huh. Okay. I've been doing some research. I got it posted on both Lightgate Blogger and the Lightgate Blogger on the time codes and how they merge with the sun and the solar eclipse over America. One in August of 2017, the other one in April of 2024, and how it makes an X mark. X marks the spot or cancellation or done with or over. And when you look at everything that's going on, and we took a good look on four or five blogs ago about Passover. And for Passover is on April, First Fruits is on April 4th of 2021. Interesting, they're mentioning Passover in that blog or that Bible code or Torah code. That's amazing because they're tying Passover with what apparently appears to be a nuclear attack. And Israel will survive, and it's all in 2021. Why is it connected to Passover? And what's interesting about Passover, it's 4-4. Well, 44 is a 4-11. 7 days later is an actual 4-11. Very odd that it's coming out that way. And so that would indicate to me that by March or April, we should have some major, major activity. And I went over to ARC Code, Barry Rothman, just to see if he had anything new. Have you seen the latest?
Might not have. What was it?
Well, he says here are the words: deep state, Reich, meaning Fourth Reich, and time, by the hand of Joseph Biden, occupier. And the word time again. So evidently it's time for the Fourth Reich to be arising, which is exactly what it's doing. Then he ran a second one, and this is what it says: deep state, by the hand of Joseph Biden, executive order. Isn't that somewhat what your friend over there in Israel found? By decree,
yeah, very, very
by order.
Yeah, it's very, very similar. Matter of fact, it sounds like they were looking in the same batch. But what's interesting, you mentioned Biden and time, and something that poked my spirit as you said that was, you remember in the Bible where it says a time and time and a half a time or something like that?
Yes.
Wonder if this Biden thing and the New World Order and this, if you will, movement of the Fourth Reich is one of the times that was mentioned in that scenario.
Yeah, you know, there are those, what's her name, Celeste Salom, as a mathematician friend, who claims we are already in the first half of the tribulation. Now, a lot of people say the first half of the tribulation is actually based upon where Antichrist, or whoever that is, be it Obama, be it whoever. Maybe it's somebody with comes down in a UFO, whatever. Doesn't really matter who he is. But it's just fascinating how all of this is coming together. And what happens, they're saying, and it's, you know, a lot of this is speculation, folks, so you don't know. But they were saying that the consolidation of power of the Antichrist, who happens to be the king of Babylon. And I know a lot of people don't like the idea that America's Babylon, but that's what Isaiah says, that the king of Babylon, Lucifer, his name is Lucifer, he is revealed at the end of the first 3.5 years. He consolidates his power invisibly during the first period. But he comes to the surface just at around the midpoint, in around, we can't be fussy about that, but in and around that time. And that's what Steve Fletcher was talking about. So it may be very, very interesting that we see something in March or April and vast chaos developing here in the United States, because the United States is the target right now. The United States has to go down in order for the New World Order to be completely in power. I think we're watching this takedown of the United States right now because the UN is, and China are basically one and the same. And this is a communist takeover. Larry and I have been warning. How many years have we been warning? This is communist takeover and insurgency. Been at least a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody listens. Well, you better listen now because you're going to be seeing a communist flag over the White House very soon if this thing continues and nobody does anything about it. But I find that incredibly fascinating that Glazerson and Barry Rothman, who come to from two different perspectives, are almost saying the same identical thing. And Joseph Biden is in the middle of this. And if I remember right, Biden and Milley were in the middle of UFO and an alien invasion some time ago. Barry ran those codes.
Yeah, I believe that's right, including the words martial law.
Yes. Yep. Anyway, it's incredible what's going on. Let me scroll down here. What else you got, Larry, while I'm scrolling? Got anything else?
Yeah, while you're scrolling, there is someone that's doing something about this. And what we're seeing out of Texas is they're beginning a Texit. They're actually passing a law to enter into a vote to leave the Union. This has been in the plans for some time, and everybody thought they would use it during Obama's time, but they didn't. They restrained themselves, and now they pulled it out and are going for the gold. But also, we're finding that Texas, the governor of Texas, and the attorney general has come out and attacking Biden and what Biden's doing with energy and with the borders, and they're declaring they will not go there, and they will not follow him, and they've begun to file multiple lawsuits against the Biden administration. So, and at the same time that's happening, we're seeing, hearing rumors in the background about Oklahoma in some negotiations possibly with Texas, and also Colorado. There's a county in Colorado now has decided they're not going to live like that, and they're starting a secession to join Wyoming, who is an independent state. So we're seeing, literally, I do believe, the early stages of what Anton Johansson said that he was told by Jesus would come to pass.
Yeah, this breakup of the Union, it's going to happen. And the way Biden is, he's just, he's a dictator now. You remember how they were accusing Trump of being a dictator? Look at what Biden has done. Folks, you people voted him in. Not everybody listening probably did, but tremendous millions of people did vote for Joe Biden. And now the rumbles are that they're having voter remorse. And so they're going to maybe, I think it was Mike Adams, I was listening to his latest update, and he was saying they got buyer's remorse, and some of them are wishing that Trump would come back in. That this thing is going to get so bad that they're going to start calling for Trump, and who knows? When things go to chaos and the Constitution is suspended, and if we go under martial law, and there's been many Bible codes that talk about going under martial law, then this is the final breakup, I believe, and the final demise of the United States. Because according to the Illuminati playbook, martial law is the last phase of it. And then the total takeover. And the takeover may not look like it's communist at all. So this is going to get fascinating. Let's put it that way. Deadly fascinating. And,
well, what's interesting too, Stuart.
Yes, go ahead.
What's interesting, at the same time, you mentioned suspension of the Constitution. Somebody needs to wake me up, because I'm not aware that it was working anyway. I haven't seen the Constitution actually being a part of our government other than lying rhetoric for years.
Yep. Yeah, they shredded it very slowly, but they shredded it. And now they're coming after the guns, folks. They really are. And I guess it remains to be seen whether the American people, I hope they don't go into the streets, because that's exactly what they want. But under the Constitution, if there is one, and we both know there probably isn't, under Psalm 2, it says, in order to maintain a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, do we have a free state under CV, COVID? No. All the rights were taken away. Do we have a free state even under martial law, depending on who does it? Doesn't matter. No. So the people did have the right to do something about this years ago, and they never did anything about it. And so I think you're right, Larry. I think we're under severe judgment, and that judgment is going to get worse and worse, with the aim of shaking people awake so that individually they'll come into the kingdom. I think that's what this whole thing is about. God says, I don't want any to perish. I want all to come to repentance. So that being true, then the only reason you would have what this judgment brings about, which is horrific, is to shake people awake so that they'll turn to God and turn to the truth.
Right now, the truth is being trampled under feet. The church is worthless, totally worthless, more than worthless. They're hurtful. The church has become like a mask. It's harmful because they don't tell the truth. I don't think they know the truth, so that they can't tell it anyway, even if you know they wanted to. They don't know what it is. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was thinking basically the American church, other than the remnant, have literally become useless and pretty much have betrayed a lot of their parishioners. And it's so odd. I was thinking at the same time you were talking about the mask, how many churches do you put over your mouth? One? Or do you wear two? Or do you wear three? I mean, it's almost as confusing as liberty.
Yes. I shouldn't laugh, but I'd cry if I didn't laugh. I look out at all this. We go over the headlines every day to see what's going on out there, and you just shake your head in disbelief. Talk about insanity, and talk about a magic spell, and how effective it really is. For those of you who do not believe that Satan even exists, or that he has the power to cast a magic spell, and particularly when God is behind him to do it, you got a problem, and we're watching it. How can you get the whole world to buy into this thing? Only by a magic spell. Who would be powerful enough to do it? I don't believe it's just the rich men of the earth. They don't have that kind of power. Satan gives them that power, and God allows it. Okay, here's another one, Larry. This is scary. Air Force, don't buy old combat aircraft, is the headline. The U.S. Air Force is facing turbulent skies. Threats from China and Russia are on the rise. The Air Force aircraft inventory is the smallest and the oldest in its history, and services purchasing power is set to decline even further under Biden, of course. What's your take on that? I mean, you know, we're being told, oh, well, boy, you know, we're right up to snuff. I don't think so. What do you think?
Well, I'm trying to think of what weapons that we've got that our enemies don't have better ones.
Yeah, the only ones that probably do have better ones is global deep state, and they're not on anybody's side. So this is going to be very, you know, I'm talking about the TR-3Bs. Now, we did see some video of them at work in some of these regional skirmishes. And here's another one. Chinese H-6 bombers heard on radio confirming orders for a simulated attack on U.S. aircraft carrier near Taiwan. Unsurprisingly, a package of 13 Chinese combat aircraft, including 8 H-6 bombers, which are very advanced. They look like the Russian bombers, actually, entering Taiwan's air defense zone last Saturday. We're carrying out a mock attack on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. What do you think of that, Larry? That sounds ominous.
Well, it does sound ominous, and what did you get out of the Biden administration? Absolutely nothing. You know, it's not by chance they call him China Joe. That's not just a joke.
Yes.
And guess what? You know, the people that have a little common sense, like Gordon Chang and others, they're warning that China is a deadly threat to America. But what have we got running the country? What did the nation, I guess, put into office or allow to be put into office? The Chinese Communist Party.
Yes. People don't believe that. But if you go to the videos of the swearing in of Biden, there's some Chinese people right behind him. That was pointed out on one of the YouTube videos.
And what do you think's going on in the Middle East? Because it sounds like Netanyahu has got some unrest going there. And then we have Iran. Have you heard any more on what is actually going on in Israel?
Yeah, they're getting ready to attack Iran. I mean, they've already said to Biden that if you even ease up the sanctions, we'll attack Iran. And so Biden says, I'm not only going to ease up the sanctions, I'm about to make another deal like the one we originally had with Iran, which basically says I'm going to give Iran the nuclear weapons they need. And from what I'm getting from the generals and also the Israeli people is they're getting ready to attack. This is literally what Biden's bringing in. He's bringing in a huge war.
Yeah, they need it because then they can officially declare martial law without any revolution or uprising here. And, of course, once that's been declared, we go under an emergency situation and probably we'll have blue helmets patrolling. This whole thing seems to me that what they're trying to do is destabilize the United States to the point that the United Nations can come in here under their Article 7 of their UN Charter. And they have given themselves that right. And then it'll be Chinese blue helmets. Once that's done, you're done. Here's a headline. Expect Democrats to move at breakneck speed following the blueprints of the Soviet Union, Venezuela, and other tyrannical regimes of the past to complete their crackdown upon America. There you go. Here's another one. Latest DHS advisory targets conservatives as Civil War II heats up. Heartland American versus the coastal elites are in a battle for the soul of America. So I guess it all depends on how the Lord feels about the United States at this point in time. If he feels that the last 4 years that the Americans were given a time reprieve under Trump, irrespective of how you feel about Trump or who he is, was there any repentance? And the answer is absolutely no. I never even heard the word. So, I don't know, Larry. It doesn't sound good to me.
Well, at the same time, you know, you mentioned the global takedown, and it's some interesting stuff's going on at the present. Really interesting because there's something called GameStop scandal, and there's a Wall Street insurgency, if you will, that seems to be going on, and the Biden administration is trying to stop the insurgency against the rich men that's going on. And Steve Quayle posted a really interesting post today from KingsWorldNews.com. It says there is no silver liquidity in London, and this could destabilize all gold and silver contracts worldwide. So look out. So and remember, Stuart, we said in a previous show that we heard that there was some financial late night dealings on a Sunday night in Washington, and now we've got the beginning of real troubles worldwide with silver and gold and the Wall Street.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, you know, this Reddit group, the super rich men on Wall Street really took a bath. And, of course, that really gets them irritated. And now they've come back and they're trying to stop it all from ever happening again. But this is just the beginning of the wars. And the whole thing's going to go down, folks. You are in a matrix. The matrix is a box. There's a cover on the box. Jesus Christ locked it tight. And he's the only one who has the golden key so that you can get out. And I would advise everybody to start really getting into their Bibles and really start studying them. There's all kinds of stuff going on that people are just not aware of. Anyway, I guess we're coming up to the end of the hour. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
And heads up, anything can happen at any moment now on. We're in a lot of trouble. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Good night.